Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137. And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power. There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break
every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Come on, say to
break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There's an arm. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up, yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain.
You hear the chains falling. God bless you. God bless you. I greet you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, Jesus the Christ, and God the Holy Spirit. I pray all is well with you who's ever out there listening today. God bless you. God bless you real good. Before we go any further, we will stick to protocol. We always bow down and give honor, glory, and praise to our Father God. Let us pray. Most gracious and merciful Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, O Lord, as we're led of the Holy Spirit, we give you honor, glory, and praise, Lord God, as we thank you for another glorious day with breath in our bodies, Lord God. Father God, we ask you to forgive us for all our sins and transgressions made before you, Lord God. We thank you for this opportunity, Father God, to present a platform, Lord God, to come and praise and worship your name, Lord God. Let your guardian angel stand guard of us right now, Father God, as we open these microphones. Father God, as we bring glory to your name, Lord God, we lift you up on high. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. What's going on with you? How you doing? Breaking chains, you know who I am. I'm the host, Pastor Rod. And tonight we're doing something different. So we want to introduce to you and thank you for joining us this afternoon for our brand new podcast, Breaking Chains Presents Raising the Sound. Raising the Sound. Our featured artist tonight is going to be Young Preach, and I thank him for coming on tonight because this show is targeted towards gospel, praise and worship, jazz, and spoken word. Now, what we're doing, we're looking for independent artists, choirs, quartets, soloists, any artist who dedicates their sound strictly to the Lord, giving God all the glory. And what you need to do is that you need to think about the sound that's out here in the world today. The sound of worshiping God needs to be heard and felt all throughout the world. So our kickoff of this show will be February the 14th, 2021, at this time right here, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. So we thank you for turning us on. And let's get into praising and worshiping God through music like he's asked us in Scripture. The Scripture tells us in Psalms 104 and 33, it says, I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have being. And you know what? The Scripture also lets us know that, you know, God says that if we don't praise him, he will allow the rocks to praise him. So if you think that you're going to let a rock outpraise you, you need to do some evaluation of your life and decide what God you're going to serve. How about that? All right, let's start to kick this show off. And I thank y'all once again for turning us on. Big shouts out to Mrs. Maddie Shepherd. I love you. Thank you for all the assistance. She is part creator of this show, and she's behind the scenes, but I thank God for her. She's been knowing me all my life, and I also want to say good evening and thank you for Mr. Michael Slater for stepping to the plate. Mrs. Shepherd, your good friends that you're bringing to the table, we will acknowledge them publicly when we kick off the show. But let's start the show for tonight, our trial run. Want to say God bless and good evening to our artist tonight. Good evening, Young Preach. How you doing today, sir?
What's good? Doing good, man. Doing blessed. Highly favored.
Amen. Amen. Hey, man, we want to thank you for being here tonight, man, and being a part of the groundbreaking idea trial run tonight. Want to let everybody know Young Preach will be back on March the 7th, which is the first Sunday in March, and that Sunday will be featured all about him. We'll have all the promotions going on. This is a private show tonight, so if you have by happen to be hearing this show, get ready for us. We're coming back strong, praising and worshiping God. So, Young Preach, thank you for being here, man. Tell us a little bit about you, who you are, man.
Well, I'm just a normal kid from the country, you know, just trying to be about God's business, you know. I think the only special aspect about me is how much I love to worship God, you know. I think that's the best aspect about me is I'm a worshiper, you know, and I really love God. And what I do is all about God. I try to present my body a living sacrifice day in and day out and just do the will of God, you know.
Amen. Amen. It says that that you were born in New York City and you were raised in Mobile, Alabama. Tell us about that experience, man.
Yeah, I was born in Staten Island. I think I was I wasn't there too long, and I ended up moving to actually Atmore, and I was there about 15 years, and then I moved to Mobile, Alabama, about say 2008, I want to say, and I lived here. Yeah, I've been here since 2008, and the journey it's been pretty amazing, you know. Just the shifting that God has done in my life itself has just been amazing for me, because just growing up, I never really knew what I would be doing. I really ain't know how my life would turn out or how things would go, but God, he made a way for me. And he paved a way for me to do the will of God.
Amen. Amen. So tell me, how long have you been doing the gospel music side of your life? How long have you been doing this? Serving God. I think we all have a testimony of how we got to where we are with our relationship with Christ. So tell us a little bit about that, man. Give us a little bit of your testimony.
Well, it started out when I did get the mobile. I'm gonna say about a year in, about 2009, I want to say, or 10, I think. It started off with this group. I met this guy by the name of Charles Evans. I met him. And him and his, he had this other guy, this other friend, and they was doing music. See, I really always been around music because my father, he raised me in it. And he used to have this studio in Atmore as well. So he always was doing music. So I was just raised in it. And but by this time, I wasn't doing anything really but playing drums. I'm also a drummer also. So, by this time, I'm not doing anything but playing drums. But my dad, he built a studio behind our house. And let me see how it came about. Yeah, so the guys was coming to the studio. And I just would go in the studio and play around with it, and do this, and this. And I did not know that I had a gift in me to make beats. I'm also a producer as well.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened was I ended up stirring up the gift that was in me to produce and make beats. So it was the group I was making beats for. The group name was Highly Delivered. And before I was doing any rapping myself, I was just making beats for that group. I was producing for that group. And it just came a time where I wanted to do a song. And the name of my first song, I remember, it was It Won't Last. And I was talking about the things of the world and the things that that we like and stuff like that. And I was talking about it where it won't last. But the only thing it shall stand is the word of God. And that song, it just kind of woke my spirit up itself. And I just began to wanting to get closer to God within that. So in the music, I was able to capture the relationship with God.
Amen.
So that's really how I found my relationship with God. Although my father, he was a bishop, but it never really caught on to me until I began to do music. So that's how I was able to capture my relationship with God through the music.
Amen. Yeah. that's a powerful way to capture, because one thing about it is that, he lets us know that we need to worship him. And Psalms 150 is one of the most powerful scriptures about that, when it tells us to praise the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, in his mighty heavens, for his mighty deeds, his excellent greatness. And, and it's something, because we should never stop praising him, man, because he has so many mighty great works that he's doing just in our life right now by allowing us to breathe. We should be praising him just for that. So that's powerful. So tell me something. When you say you're a producer as well, so when you're getting ready to produce a track, what is it that you are waiting to hear from God when it's time to move forward on writing a song or producing a track?
You saying like the process of it?
Yeah, because I think that when we have to pause for a minute and get with God and when we got an idea of something, and you sound like that kind of brother that would do that, to sit back and wait on God to feed you what it is that you have going on inside of you with your music.
Oh yeah, most definitely. When it's just about the presence of God. And one thing about the presence of God, when you come into contact with God, it's the presence what changes you. So what it is I can, when I'm in the studio, first I'll pray. I usher in God, and I just ask God, I'll pray, ask God to just, to allow him to be in whatever I'm doing. Mm. And I want to decrease all the way out. I don't want me and nothing in what I do. So my purpose pretty much is just putting God first in it. You know what I'm saying? Because with my gift, I told God I want to give it to him. If I don't give my gift unto him, I said he can take it. Because he gave me the gift to glorify him and only. You know, a lot of people they use their gift to glorify other things, you know. But
come on now.
And I'm just speaking from my own perspective. I chose to do it for him. So what it is, I just put myself in place with God, man. And I just allow God to just use me, just use my hands, use my mind, whatever he want me to say, put his word in my mouth. And I just ask him to just use me. And I mean, it works every time.
Amen. Absolutely.
It works every time.
Absolutely. You said something then. Boy, it works every time. And every that's something time. That I think that's something that one of the reasons why I know he gave me this vision of bringing, you know, artists and singers and producers on that love God to talk about that, because people in the world we're living in today, with everything going on around us, people need to know that God still loves them, that he will never leave them nor forsake them. And those that don't know him need to be introduced to him in a way that we can capture them. You can always capture a person through music. You know what I'm saying? Music always captures the attention of a person. And when you are doing what you say, like the scripture tells us, seek ye first the kingdom of God. It actually it says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all things will be added to you. When we put God first in everything that we do, we're living out that Proverbs 3:5-6 scripture when it says that we trust in the Lord with all our heart. You know what I'm saying? We're showing that then. You know, when we put God first in everything, and we're not leaning on our own understanding. So we applaud you for that, man. And want to bring on one of your first songs that we're going to play tonight. And I want you to tell the people a little bit about this particular song that I'm going to play next. One of your songs says, Devil Let Me Loose. Tell us a little bit about that song before we play it.
Man, I think that's one of my favorite songs right now. It's just when I started out in the studio, I began making a beat for it, and that hook, it just began to just play in my head. And the more I sung it, it's like I felt stuff just falling off of me. I felt chills just coming over my body.
Lord,
and God was showing me that it's like a cry out in my spirit.
Yeah.
So it's that song is pretty much like a cry, just telling the devil to let you go. You know, because sometimes the way we talk to God, you got to talk to the devil that way.
Come on, man.
You know what I'm saying? sometimes you gotta put a demand on it, because the enemy, he'll play with your mind. He'll do whatever he wants, but you gotta let it be known that you got the power, not him. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
So yeah, that's what brought on that song. It's just about demanding and taking back the power that you have, that God gave you.
Amen.
And demanding the devil let you go and free you, and that you are no longer bound.
Amen. We go, listen, it's something, because when I was listening to that song and just the title of it, what couple of scriptures hit me when Jesus told Peter, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not be able to prevail against it. What that told me is that, you know, you have to keep reminding yourself that you the church, not the building.
Yep.
You know, it's you. You know, and you telling the devil to let you loose, he can't even grab hold of you, because he say the gates of hell will not be able to prevail against you. What, the devil can't touch you. You know what I'm saying? For real, if you really trust and believe in God and accept his son Jesus as your Lord and Savior, there are precautionary measures in there that need to be pushed out there, so people will know that there's some things that we got to do too, in order for the devil to let us loose. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We got to do our part. So thank you, Young Preach, for that. Hang on, everybody. I'm about to bring to you one of his tracks for tonight. It's called Devil Let Me Loose. You listen to Breaking Chains. It's called Raising the Sound. Here's Young Preach, Devil Let Me Loose on YAT Radio. Check it out.
Ah. Let me loose. Woo.
He got me on that fly tip, but I ain't worthy. Walk a mile in these J's, but is it worth it? Watch the crowd catch the wave while I'm surfing, feeling down in the wave, but I ain't worried. Bring me out the slums, I'm talking clay, call it Murray. But I went back into the clay, splashing with Curry. None holy conversations with the serpent. What else do you want me to say? I need detergent. See, I can't even sell my soul, cause I'm purchased. I made a vow with the Lord that I'm a worship. I'd rather be a goalkeeper than your servant. Cause when it comes to you demons, it ain't no mercy.
Devil, let me loose. Let me loose. Get up off me.
Yeah.
Get up off me. Get up
devil,
off
let me.
Me
loose.
Let me loose. Get up off me.
Yeah.
Breakfast, lunch, we gon' eat the same supper. See, I can't mix this up, I'm really coming from nothing. My city looking like the 80s Compton, I promise. We all need Jesus, but they tell me change the subject. We all wanna ball, but we all ain't a jump man. We all wanna be shooters, but we all ain't a gunman. Just a youngin', living life out the dungeon. Woo! Feel like you won't repeat, same thing, just a different day. Promise my mama, I'ma buy her a bigger place. Sooner or later, I'ma pull up in a race. Yeah, I do secure the bag, but only God's way indeed. I am the missing piece. See, he gave me the keys to unlock the code to the street. Demons all in your body, I see it, you so fatigued. If only you just believe he was risen, now you can see who the king.
Hey,
we needed a
blood,
ain't no way.
I shed some tears,
it broke my heart.
I had no
strength, that made my heart.
Made it through the
struggle,
it kept me humble.
Woo!
Lucifer want me dead, but I swear it won't stop it. Music for any demons, I swear
devil,
I won't stop
let me
it.
Loose. Let me loose, get up off me.
Yeah.
Get up off me.
Devil, let me loose.
Let me loose. Get up off me. Get up off me. Ooh, get up.
Devil, let me loose.
As Young Preach, Devil Let Me Loose on Breaking Chains, Raising the Sound. Oh, man, you, listen, I told you when I was listening to it, that track, man, that's a fly song. Listen, let me ask you something. I know a lot of people don't understand a lot of the gospel sound with the rap twist to it. How about that? Is that a good way to say that? But I feel that it's good for the streets. To lure them in. That's your bait. You know what I'm saying? We're fishermen of men, right? So we got to have good bait to lure them in. You know, fish, when you go fishing every day, you know what I'm saying, and you sitting on the bank and you out there fishing and you don't get a bite, you know what I'm saying? Something wrong with your bait. You know, because fish always gonna bite something good. Always. So that sound that you have, is that sound working for the streets opposed to not working somewhere else?
Yeah, it's I think it's pretty much wherever God wants to take it, you know. But
amen.
It is right now, this day and age, you have to, for me, reason why I do it because of the generation that's my generation and the generation behind me, everybody seems to turn that way, you know. So I feel it's just one of those things where you have to, the Bible say that Jesus said that he'll leave the 99 to go get one.
Come on. That's right. Amen.
So what it is if we have the 99 in the church and everybody making this noise and nobody is going to get the ones that's outside, then how are we doing God's will?
Amen. Say that.
Because we have to go get them, you know. We have to bring them in. So as you said, it is bait to lure them in. And the sound that I have, it's given by God, because it's under no way that you can say that it's unclean, you know, because
that's right.
It's strictly, it's, first of all, it has so much foundation to it. So the foundation is there for them to hear it. You know, it's not a hidden message. It's not subliminal or
that's
none
right.
of
Amen.
Those things, but it's out front.
So Amen.
They can hear that, what I'm saying. It just has a up-tune beat to it. So just
that's
to
right.
give them something they can write, you know?
Yes. That's good right there. Do you feel that our young people are being lured in to the church right now like they should be? Are we doing? Because the scripture tells us that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few.
Sure.
Do we have enough laborers out there working in the fields right now?
You have some laborers that's working. I just think we need to. I think it's just we have to try a different approach, you know.
Okay.
Because a lot of people, they've been feeling like, oh, it's the same way, and see, a lot of people don't understand is that God is not in tradition.
Come on.
Because to put God in tradition is mean he's boxed. We limit God sometimes.
Say that.
God, he's not limited. So we have to let God do his work. Because the Bible says, whatever you find your hands good to do, do it.
Mm-hmm.
One plant, one water, and God gives the increase.
Amen.
So I think we have people that's working. It can be more, yes, but everybody just have to, I'm going to say everybody should just do their part. Because you got some that's going to go out. You got some that's going to stay in to meet them and greet them at the door.
That's right.
So I think it's just about just going to get them. We got to go get them.
Amen
because,
to that.
It's a lot of people on the outside looking in.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people want to come in, but they say, I don't want to come like this, so I'm going to get myself together. So it is our job as the workers to go tell them, you come now,
because mm-hmm.
you don't have time. Don't worry about how you look. Don't worry about this. God will change you. We just need you to come. The Bible say, whosoever willing, let them come.
Mm-hmm.
So we just need them to come. So that's our job as, well, that's my job as the worker of God that I am. I'm here to compel them, to warn them, and to let them know that they can come and they can be forgiven for their sins.
Amen. Amen. That's good, brother. God bless you, man. God bless you for the work that you're doing. The thing about it, you were saying about this song, Devil Let Me Loose, how you have to approach the devil. And here's something I want to ask about that. You were saying the way that we have to come at the devil, we got to talk to the devil. Do you feel that, you know, being, because God said that we can come to him boldly. You know what I'm saying? We got to be direct. He said we got to serve him in spirit and in truth. Do you feel that when we out here and doing the work of the Lord, that we have to come boldly and we have to stop compromising the way that God puts it in us to come? Do you feel that we are coming at these, and it's not about coming at people, it's about the sin and the evil that's out there lurking. Are we coming boldly enough at the sin and the evil, opposed to coming at each other that same way?
I say sometimes, but most times I don't think so. But sometimes we tend to soften things up. And the and see the thing about the word of God is sharper than any two-headed sword. So
that's
it
right.
cuts coming, cuts going. So it's so sharp.
Hmm.
See, about Jesus, he said when Jesus came, he judged the dead, the quick and the dead.
Mm-hmm.
And see, he judged quickly. So the sword is quick. See, sometimes people, they say, why you judge me? Why you judge me? But what it is the word that come out of our mouth, it judged them. Not that we judge them, but the word that come out of our mouth. And see, that also is a way, that's also another thing that we have to, I think we got to learn how to handle the word of God. Because it's gonna cut regardless when you give it to them.
That's right.
See what I'm saying? It's going to cut them regardless. But it's about how we handle it.
That's right. That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Because I do believe that there's some out there that that God had placed out there to come out and swing that sword heavy, you know what I'm saying, and cut, you know, and the word of God is going to convict you regardless. It's going to get you, especially yeah. when you're guilty of it. You know, you're guilty, it's going to cut you. I just feel that you know, we have to come together and be on one accord, and let them know that, you know, that God is real. You know, James 5:13 is something, because a lot of people are going through things, and that scripture tells us that is anyone among you suffering, let him pray. But is anyone among you cheerful, let him sing praises. And the thing about it is that with so much going on in the world today, and this, here's something I want to ask you about. With so much that's going on in the world today, a lot of people are seem to be suffering, and I do believe that singing praises unto God changes your spirit, uplifts your spirit, changes the way you feel on the inside. With so much going on today, are we singing enough praise to God? Are we being heard enough by lifting our voices? You know what I'm saying? The song say, lift every voice and sing. You know what I'm saying? Are we doing enough of that, young preach?
I think it's more singing than praising.
Boy, look at, thank you for saying that. As an artist, I appreciate you saying that. Talk about it, brother. Talk about it.
see, I learned something that God's singing is not our singing.
Come on now.
Somebody got it mixed up. See, the what we think sound good don't sound good to God.
Ooh-wee.
I believe the word of God say his thoughts is not ours.
That's
am I right about
that,
it?
That's what he
his,
said. Now.
His thoughts is not ours. So what we think sound good don't sound good to God. See, what's going on is I'm starting to see a lot of gifts, but not a lot of repentance.
Come on.
So we operate in guilt and not operate in repentance. It's a difference.
Lord. Mm, mm, mm. and you said it. You said it. They didn't got it mixed up. Is they don't know the difference.
They don't know the difference.
Absolutely. Singing and praising is two different things. And you know what? Here's something. Since you opened that door, I want to walk on in with you. Listen, let me ask you something. You an artist, a lot of big name artists, and listen, you know, we love everybody out there. Let me put that out there. Let me put my disclaimer out there first, bro. Let me say this, as I have to say this every night. Breaking Chains is not here to do anything disrespectful. We just speak the truth. Listen. And we don't own any of the music. We don't own the rights to any of the music. And we just, yeah, I have to say that. But listen, there are a lot of people out today that are getting paid that don't know the difference in the singing and praising. And a lot of names have changed the sound and the ways that praise should be going up. And like you just said, what we think that sounds good, God is not pleased with it. So do you think that the commercialized music world has taken over and not even saying taking over. Forgive me for that, Lord. Not taking over, but kind of put a little twist on true praise and worship, the commercialized music.
That's a good question.
Hmm.
I think so. I think it does put a little twist to it. But see, it's one thing about it with God, He know the intent of your heart.
Amen.
So
amen.
When it comes to that aspect of it, He knows the intent of the heart. And with those things, I just ask God to let His will be done. Because He say the first will be last and the last will be first.
Amen.
So
amen.
But it do have its twist and its turn on it. I just know when I look at things of that nature, I just know everybody has a part that they will play. But see, it's something to that though. Judas had a part he had to play, and he was a disciple. See what I'm saying? So everybody has a role to play.
That's right.
Everybody.
That's right.
In the kingdom of heaven, everybody has a role to play.
Hmm. That's because the truth. That's powerful too. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Indeed. Yeah. But that's something that you say that because that's a show that we do on Monday nights. We call it the special assignment, and we talk about stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? What do you feel is your role that God is giving you to play? What is your assignment? You know what I'm saying? Are you staying in your lane or you all over there in somebody else's lane? You know, because you said it earlier, if we all do our part, you know what I'm saying? We all have a part to play. And as long as we all do our part and be on our side. Listen, I can't get my assignment done if I'm too busy worrying about what you're doing over there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if we learn how to be in unity and work together, we can help each other. You know what I'm saying? Because we're all supposed to be here for the betterment of the kingdom of God. God kept us around for a purpose and a reason. That's how I look at that. That's just me. You know what I'm saying? We ain't just here for nothing, just to play around and do whatever we think we want to do. That's not how it goes. And I just feel that, you know what I'm saying, we all have an assignment. And this leads me to the next song from Young Preach. Young Preach, I want you to tell me the inspiration behind this song. This one is called More, M-O-R-E. You know what I'm saying? Tell us a little bit about, you know, what inspired you to write that song and the purpose of that song there. What's the message in it?
Man, I'm going to try to short it up. It's a long story behind that. Yeah, I'll try to sort it up though, because I love that song. That's also another one of my favorites. But I think at that point of time, I was dealing with a lot of things that was going on in my life, and it really took me to buckle down in God to change my situation. What was going on? It was some things going on with my wife. The devil tried to take her mind. I was dealing with that. And for 3 months straight, I had to take care of my wife, you know. She was going through this. And it was a really direct attack from the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And what the enemy did, he was attacking me. And he knew that she was the closest thing to me. So he attacked her because he knew it would get to me.
Mm-hmm.
So it really put me in a place and set me back to a point where I was ready to give up, ready to, you know, because I'm not going to say that I don't go through nothing. I go through. Yeah, man. I go through.
Yes, sir. Yes,
so that was
sir.
Just one of the things that I had to bear my cross. And, I mean, I was losing it behind why she lost it. I mean, it was really bad. And I felt like my life was coming to an end, but God said it was coming to a beginning.
Lord have mercy.
So that's the story, pretty much shortened in that song, because it was so much going on. But God, He made a way in my life. I mean, he really did. Even when it seemed like it was no way. There was no way to go, no way to come out. He opened the door, and he started my life, my wife. He started us over.
Yes, Lord. That's good. Well, thank you, Jesus, man. You know what I'm saying? Brought you through. I thank you for that, man, and giving something on that song and some testimony to that, because, you know, we never know when we sign on to these podcasts, man, who's listening out there. And when we give our testimony, we don't know whose life is being touched at that moment. Could be going through the same situation and hear how God brought you through, you know. So here's Young Preach right here. It's called More on Breaking Chains. It's called Raising the Sound on YAT Radio. Young Preach and More.
Wait.
Boy, y'all. Well, I hope y'all was grooving with me, cause that, hey man, that's a that track right there, man, and that song there, ooh, and it's something, cause that song is perfect for what I'm about to lead up into asking you now. We need more of Him, God Almighty. We need Him. We need more of Him now, present in our current situations. So I want to ask you about things that are going on in our world today. What type of advice, and I'm not going to even ask for advice from you because you're a man of God. So what something, give something to the people from your spirit, man, about how to deal in the times that we're in today as a child of God.
Man, all I can tell you, well, I just know, you just got to trust God, man. It's just about trusting Him and knowing that He will keep you and He will guide and lead you, you know. It's just one of those things that we have to get closer. I mean, real close to God like never before in these times, you know, with the virus and things going on. You have to stay under the shadow of the Almighty.
Amen. Straight to the point. Amen. How long have you been in the business, man? How long have you been spreading the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ?
I'm going to say I started ministering when I was like, let's say 21. Something like 21. I'm 27 now.
Amen. So, man, I tell you, it's been a pleasure to have you here, man, on this trial show with me tonight. Looking for great things to come from you in the music and in your ministry. Tell everybody about your ministry and how to reach out to you, how to find your music, and how to be involved with Young Preach.
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram, @TheReal_YoungPreach. And you can find me on Facebook as Young Preach as well. And I try to stay active on it as much as possible. But sometimes I just seem to can't stay on there. But I try to stay on there as much as possible, you know, ministering. And I try to continue to do things in the community. You know, I try to stay active as much as possible, just letting people know the good news, you know, what God has done in my life, and He can most definitely do it in your life. And I try to keep moving forward and just letting people know, you know, just what God is doing. And without God, we can't do nothing. But with Him, we can do all things.
Amen to that. Amen. Glory to God. We thank Young Preach. Don't forget to put it on your calendar. Young Preach will be back on live with a full show coming in March the 7th. And he'll be back here March 7th. Put it on your calendar at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'll be playing more, featuring more of his music. And we just need you to be tuned in and enjoy the show. And we'll talk more about his life. He'll get more of his testimony and let you know things that he has coming up. All of that's coming up soon. That's March 7th. Put it on your calendar. This show will debut on February the 14th, 2021. Put that on your calendar. Our first full show is February 14th, 2021, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. Every Sunday from February 14th on, we'll be here featuring artists from all over the world that is praising and worshiping God. As Young Priest say, they ain't just singing. There's a difference in singing and praising. And we're going to bring the praisers on and put the spotlight on them as they glorify the Lord Almighty God. All right? So, Young Preach, we thank you, sir, for coming on and celebrating this groundbreaking show with us, raising the sound with Breaking Chains. And we look forward to having you back on. Is there anything that we can do for you, sir? We'll always be here for you. And, you know, God loves you and we love you as well. And thank you for being with us tonight, sir.
Yes, no problem.
Amen. Can you say a prayer and pray us out of here, sir. I'm sorry, before you do that, I want to let everybody know, don't forget tomorrow evening, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, it's the special assignment. We'll be back on the air tomorrow. Myself, Pastor Jackson, Pastor Kemp, and all the other men and women of God will be on, and we'll be talking about our assignment and what we need to be doing out here in the fields and in the streets to do the work of the Lord. Because we got to remember, y'all, we kingdom builders. We're fishers of men. He told us to go out and make disciples of all nations. You know what I'm saying? That's everybody. So we got a lot of work to do. There's about 7-point-something billion people on the earth, and we got to make sure that the good news gets to the four corners of the earth. So we got work to do. Don't forget tomorrow evening, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on YAT Radio. Thank you, Young Preach. God bless you, sir. Can you pray us out?
No problem. Lord God, we thank you for this interview, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to touch the listener's heart, Lord God, and Lord God, that you change whatever situations that they're going through, Lord God. Lord God, that you give them peace in their situation, Lord God, that you give us peace of mind right now, Father God, in these times that we are in, Lord God. Yeah. Lord God, even in our bodies, Lord God. Lord God, that you give us, Father God, full health, Lord God. And, Lord God, we ask you right now to cover us and keep us in your blood, Lord God. And, Lord God, that you shield us throughout this week, Lord God. Not just for this week, Father God, but forevermore. And, Lord God, we thank you for everything you've done, Father God. And we surrender to you right now, God. And we say yes to your will and yes to your way, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you right now, Father God, for everything you've done and everything you are about to do, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for your glory, Lord God. We thank you for your fire. And, Lord God, we give you praises and glory, Father God. Forevermore, we thank you and we give you thanks and praise, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, sir. Thank you very much, Young Preach. May God continue to bless you and increase you and your family in all areas of your life, man. Continue to do the work of the Lord, man. We on your side. We got your back. We right here at Break of Chains, raising the sound on YAT Radio. God bless you. We love you, everybody. Have a blessed evening. Good night, everybody.
Oh, people, I love you. We're a family. Yeah, you and me, hey. We'll make through it all. No matter what the cost, we're a family. Yeah, you and me, hey. We'll make it through the pain, the rain, and all the trouble by ourselves. People, I love you.
I love you.
We are dying.
We are dying.
They are lying. Hey. We're being shot and haunted. Why you hating me? I'm just trying to be. Late as I can be.
Great as I can be.
Grow with one another. Living happily.
Living happily.
But you hurting me. For
peace.
Why I am from Zion. I am a king. And you're a queen. We'll make it through it all. No matter what the cost. We're a family. Yeah, you and me. We'll make it through the pain and rain and all the suffering by ourselves.
Why we hurting?
Word to say.
Have a peaceful word to say.
Have a peaceful place for kids to run. Yeah, you and me, hey, we'll make it through it all. No matter what the cost, we're family. Yeah, you and me, hey, we'll make it through the pain.
people, I love you.
My people, I love.
I love you, my people. I love you, my
people. I
feel you, baby. Oh, I feel you, baby.
It's Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. Call in and join the conversation.
Call us.
858-357-9137. Or log on to blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the Truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.